I think I'm just a very good person. I'm Kim Rupishan, Talma, T-A-L-M-A, Talma, Nolasco, N-O-L-A-S-C-O, Bastos, B-A-S-T-O-S. Date of birth is 7/30/1945. This year, GERD, follow-up for the Sabi ulcer, noted July last year, 2023. This follow-up endoscopy, Srishika, Mexico, G-junction. Here, patient distal esophagus, also G-junction, also appear to be healing. Healing well. Biopsy will take a slight patient, grade esophagitis. A recession of application, finding one healing, G-junction ulcer. Biopsy taken, patient also grade esophagitis. Number two, moderate size hiatal hernia. Number three, multiple regressor. Biopsy will take a slight regression, is a shared recognition. Away with the stomach basket for hilarious by far, this is therapy. Number two, with her G-junction also biopsy is going to be atypical cells. Then the patient is going to go for atypical neoplasms. The patient refer the patient for upper endoscopy ultrasound evaluation. Otherwise, biopsy comes negative. Then patient, then it's just the healing ulcer. Patient complete her course of the carapid for another 6 weeks, and then but continue the proton pump inhibitors. Omeprazole, 40 milligrams per day. Last medication, follow on to his dictation. Please send the copy to Bishop Primary Care Provider, Dr. Naveen Darakshan, and copy Dr. Param Sadi. The episode was March 30, 2024, Dr. March 30, 2024. If the biopsy of the G-junction also goes out to be benign, non malignant, the patient does not need a follow up endoscopy. And please send the copy to Bishop Primary, and then repeat the endoscopy within 3 years. Please send the copy to Bishop Primary Care Provider. Dr. Naveen Darakshan, coming to the episode of March 30, 2024, March 30, 2024, patient.